This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said Ukrainian artillery hit a Russian town for a third time this week, and drones struck two oil refineries in an uptick in attacks on Russian territory as Ukraine prepares a Western-backed push to end Moscow's invasion. Inside Ukraine, Russian installed officials said five people had been killed in Ukrainian army shelling of a Russian-occupied village in the east, where Russia has fought months of bloody and inconclusive battles to try to seize more territory. The White House on Wednesday announced the latest in a series of aid packages for Ukraine that includes up to $300 million worth of air defense systems, ammunition, and other defense systems.
The United States is going to continue to support Ukraine, help give them things that they need to better defend themselves. As part of all that effort, we've got an upcoming package here, which will be the 39th drawdown of equipment from the Department of Defense inventories using presidential drawdown authorities.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continues scrambling for support as the debt ceiling and budget cuts package heads to a vote today. Sagar Magani has more.
McCarthy insists he will have the votes to pass a bill he says makes historic spending cuts.
If I'm a member of Congress, I wouldn't want history to pass me by.
But few lawmakers on either side are fully satisfied with the compromise, leaving McCarthy and President Biden trying to gain enough support from the political center, a rarity in divided Washington. The president sent top negotiators to Capitol Hill for a morning meeting where top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries pledged his support for the bill.
Without hesitation, reservation, or trepidation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. There is an alarming rise in Lebanon of both anti-Syrian refugee rhetoric and forced deportations, activists and analysts say, as the United Nations reports raids carried out on Syrian refugee camps. For VOA, Dale Gavlik reports from Amman, Jordan.
About 1 to 1.5 million Syrian refugees have led death and destruction engulfing their homeland by crossing into Lebanon. Their presence has drawn more hostility from Lebanese since the country's economic crisis came to a head in 2019. Observers argue there is a false impression that Lebanese must compete with Syrians for resources and that refugees get lots of money from relief organizations. Meanwhile, rights groups reported in recent weeks an increase in anti-refugee rhetoric from Lebanese politicians. They allege such misinformation contributes to violence and discrimination against Syrian refugees. Dil Gavlek for VOA News, Amman.
Sudan's army suspended talks with a rival paramilitary force on Wednesday over a ceasefire and aid access, raising fears the six-week-old conflict will push Africa's third-largest country deeper into a humanitarian crisis. The armed forces said in a statement it halted talks in the Saudi city of Jeddah, accusing the other side of a lack of commitment in implementing any terms of the agreement and a contentious violation of the ceasefire. Western leaders are ramping up efforts to defuse a crisis in Kosovo over ongoing tension. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Ethnic Serbs are continuing to protest in northern Kosovo, where clashes with NATO peacekeepers recently left dozens injured. Over fears of renewed conflict in the troubled region, EU officials are now in talks with Serbia and Kosovo top officials, and NATO is sending 700 more troops. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging all parties to de-escalate tension, and his EU counterpart Josep Borrell calls the situation dangerous and unsustainable. Ethnic Serbs are in minority in Kosovo, but in majority in the country's north, with many rejecting the Albanian majority territory's claim of independence from Serbia. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A North Korean satellite launch on Wednesday ended in failure, sending the booster and payload plunging into the sea, North Korean state media said, and the South's military said it had recovered parts of the launch vehicle. The flight was the nuclear-armed state's sixth satellite launch attempt and the first since 2016. It was supposed to put North Korea's first spy satellite into orbit. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.